The United Nations General Assembly begins its special session on children today. It's the first time the General Assembly has devoted a session specifically to children in its 56-year history. For 2 days prior to the session, a children's forum took place, bringing more than 360 delegates, nearly all of them teenagers, to New York. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
The delegates from more than 150 countries met for 2 days in working groups on health, poverty, violence, HIV/AIDS, education, all sessions closed to reporters. They discussed a draft document entitled A World Fit for Children. 85% of the document has already been agreed upon by governments. Lunchtime news conferences provided the only occasion to speak with the delegates. They're young journalists from all over the world outnumbered adult reporters, and they seem to experience the common frustrations of their elders, closed sessions, and occasionally evasive answers. Claire Bradley, a delegate from Belfast, said that among the controversies in her working group on violence and abuse was the question of child labor. As appalling as conditions may be, she said, there are times when children need to work.
If it's eliminated, it'll just go underground. Young people would be involved in coal mining and prostitution. But other young people felt, no, there has to be no child labor. You know, children are to play and to learn. So that has been one conflicting issue.
Another complex issue was family planning. Li Yi, an 18-year-old delegate from China, described the discussion in her working group on poverty.
Since we all regard a large population is the main cause of poverty in many countries, especially in Asia, we try to figure out if there's anything we could do to control this, and then both girls from Africa and me refer to family planning, but some boys from Europe and America, they just don't agree with this.
But all discussions were respectful, she said. Carol Bellamy, for the last 7 years, the executive director of UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund, said there has been some improvement for children worldwide since 1990. Polio has been reduced, the number of children in school has increased, but war increasingly victimizes children more than soldiers. Bellamy called the special session on children a breakthrough, with serious meetings between young people and world leaders.
I don't think anybody should believe that the young people themselves will write the entire plan, because this is a government meeting, government plan. But they are real players in this meeting, probably for the first time ever.
The issue of whether children would really be listened to seemed key to many of the delegates. Again, Claire Bradley from Northern Ireland.
You know, if there was a world summit on health, the General Assembly would call in the health experts. So when there's a world summit on children, it is obvious that young people should be asked.
18-year-old Monica Rusk, a delegate from the United States, was skeptical.
I'd like to think that, yeah, we're going to be taking seriously and that they really want us here. But at the same time, I want to be sure that they're not, like, patronizing us. I really hope they don't just have us here to say, oh, we had them there.
Yasser Al-Frey, a 17-year-old delegate from Saudi Arabia, was more optimistic.
I think if there's a unanimous agreement on one topic or one subject, it'll send a very strong signal to world leaders and show them that children have a point of view on these topics and hopefully go about and make some change on them.
Today, two child representatives will report to the General Assembly about what was decided at the Children's Forum. Some 60 heads of state will attend the special session, as well as business and religious leaders, everyone from Nelson Mandela to Bill Gates. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.